Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And can you think of something that quickly takes over the mind of anyone who comes in contact with it?
That's interesting. I kind of rather just play on my couch, but I guess I have to move around for it.
It quickly controls the mind and the body.
You're playing right now? How long have you been playing?
Today, probably about 6 hours. I'm on lunch break right now, but I've been walking around for most of the afternoon.
The responsible authorities are clearly playing catch up with this rapidly spreading... got me.
I think we need to consider closing the schools down.
And who stays home with the kids? When will we know what this is? What causes it? What cures it? Things that keep people calm.
So are you guys on your lunch break?
Yeah, lunch break.
And were you guys like, let's go hang out and then play Pokemon Go?
Yes. It was more like, let's go play Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Hoje uma coisa pouco diferente, a gente tá aqui pra jogar Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go.
Yes. More like, let's go play Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
Nice.
What causes it? What cures it? Things that keep people calm.
Aqui, achei! É um Zubat? É um Zubat?
You're playing right now? How long have you been playing?
Today, probably about 6 hours.
Oh, actually, whoa, a Diglett popped up.
And we need to know how big the population of people susceptible to the virus might be.
So far, that appears to be everyone with hands, a mouth, and a nose.
And one more thing. Everybody with a smartphone.
Were you guys into Pokemon when you were kids, too?
Absolutely.
Yes. It was my entire childhood.
Yeah, me too.
Agora vai. Yeah, matei o primeiro Pokémon dele. O segundo é forte pra caramba.
Pokémon Go is not a disease or a virus. It is a contagion that has overwhelmed app stores on Google and iTunes. It's an alternate reality game that merges the world around you with a Pokémon reality. And for people into Pokémon, this is reality.
I need to get more exercise, and this is helping a little bit at least. I actually went out with a group of friends over the weekend and walked around up in the Bronx to check out, see what we could find around us.
It gets people to move around.
It's much more
I've
active.
Gone on like 3 walks with my roommate, and I've lived with her for like 2 years, and we've never gone on a walk together.
So how excited were you when you heard about this?
Oh my gosh, so excited. I signed up to be a beta tester, actually.
Did you?
But I didn't get it.
Players collect Pokemon creatures or stop at landmarks called Pokestops to pick up new gear. It's vaguely competitive, but mostly it just passes the time.
I've actually made a couple of friends in my town that I didn't even know were like Pokemon people, would have never met them. Big adult guys just playing, just challenging kids at gyms. Kids coming up to my building because my building is actually a Pokestop and being like, hi, how are you? She just caught a Pokemon.
Yeah.
This is kind of it. Like we get people coming up, you get to talk to people. It's great. Oh, here's one. A wild Doduo. See, I didn't play when I was little, so I don't actually know any of the names, but that doesn't make this any less fun for me. Yeah, since now I'm like blocking the busy sidewalk.
Oh, actually, whoa, a Diglett popped up.
This one's tricky, it's leaping out of the way.
Just walking up this trail here.
Okay, got it. Yes.
I'm getting pretty good at just flicking my thumb.
Just like these little tiny victories that you get every, you know, several blocks.
Pretty darn good right there.
Just really are fun and just make your day really wonderful.
Nice.
Another thing really wonderful, the company Nintendo that owns Pokemon and rolled out this free app, take a look at its stock price. While other investors chase little market blips and dips, Nintendo can say it's scored the first big win in the augmented reality space, a technology designed for fighter jet pilots and surgeons. Pokemon Go has raised Nintendo's stock price more than 30% this week. Can you dig it?
Pretty darn good right there.
Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go, Pokemon Go.
So let's get the lowdown on Pokemon Go from a super user journalist. There have been privacy concerns for something so successful so quickly, and already some companies have reportedly developed patches to keep private data from being seen by platforms that host Pokemon Go. It will be a while before all the bugs are worked out there. But in the meantime, lots of fun will be had, says Polygon reporter Allegra Frank.
I could talk about Pokemon forever. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me.
So this is like something from your youth, which appears to still be going on, and
fused with this augmented reality thing.
Definitely. It's definitely a nostalgic experience, this Pokemon Go game that everyone is talking about. But at the same time, it's definitely a reinvention of this franchise. It's not just bringing back the classic Pokemon game for the modern audience. It's really revolutionizing it for this contemporary audience using the smartphone technology.
Is this the magic convergence of mobile technology, augmented reality, and basically the gaming vocabulary of something that millennials grew up with?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like it, right? I mean, it seems like this is sort of this major crossover hit in a way that many people didn't anticipate. I'm sure this is what the developers wanted. But even for me, as someone who was a beta tester who has been following along with this closely, is a diehard Pokemon fan, the breadth, the scope of the popularity of this is kind of shocking. And it really seems that they've latched onto something here with the combination of all, like, the price point being free, the fact that anyone can play it because it's on smartphones, and the fact that there is this huge install base already of Pokemon fans.
What does that mean for what Nintendo can do with this base of customers, people that are Nintendoing? I mean, the stock went up 30%, but if it's all free, it'll go down 30%.
Right. So the game does have microtransactions. It has items you can purchase for real money, not just, you know, fake in-game currency. So you can spend upwards of $100 on a certain amount of these coins that then you can trade in the game itself. But hopefully, I'm assuming hopefully the goal here is to translate these newfound fans, this new player base, to the core Pokemon series. So there is a new Pokemon game, a pair of games coming out for the Nintendo 3DS console later this year, and that's going to cost $40. There's two of them coming out at once, so hopefully people will buy both. So that's $80 right there. And so building this new player base of people, this larger group of people who are interested in Pokemon, I assume the hope is that they'll translate to these pricier, longer games.
How do you know somebody's playing?
The other day, I was walking actually around Bryant Park towards my office, and I saw someone stop in the street. And I had Pokemon Go out, so I was looking at my phone, and I see that there's a Pokemon right in front of me. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I know I'm in the middle of Midtown, but I need to stop. I need this Pokemon. So I stop, but I kind of look around me to make sure, okay, am I in anyone's way? And I see that someone else has stopped. And I see that we're both pointing our phones in the same direction. And I kind of peek over to his screen, and we are trying to catch the same Pokemon. I'm like, I don't think so. I think I'm going to get this one first. But that's definitely something I've been noticing, just people stopping in the middle of the street, holding their phones out, swiping repeatedly on their screens, trying to catch these Pokemon. It's really funny to me. And of course, like, we see people staring at their phones in the middle of the sidewalk all the time. But the fact that you have to actually stay perfectly still and be swiping repeatedly on your phone, that's definitely a giveaway.
So this guy you met in Midtown, you guys are going off to Europe together for the fall, and you're engaged?
We're best friends. We're best friends. Although I got the Zubat, so he has that chip on his shoulder, but.
Typical. Allegra Frank, thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Allegra Frank is a reporter for the gaming website Polygon, and a shout out and a thank you to Takeaway investigative reporter Isabel Angel. I use investigative guardedly. She used her lunch hour to probe the augmented reality of Pokemon Go. She was the one blocking the sidewalk.